Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, to the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with those roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check us out at our all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now for hour number two, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline and emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded under Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina once again hinted a Durham bombshell is imminent as the Mueller team is being questioned by Mr. Durham's people. And by the way, one of the clues could be when that chief deputy assistant U.S. attorney, the female who was described to me only as a Democrat, left the team, that she might not like what's coming out in the way of a report.
That's right, Captain. That was Nora Danahy. She resigned evidently by email, from what we understand. But the reason speculated at the time was that she wasn't happy with the, some kind of political pressure that, in order to get something done sooner than they would be ready for, that kind of thing. But, we're still waiting to get some good clarification on perhaps, what was, or if the, any other motivations behind that. But you're right, Senator Lindsey Graham is, talking about this, and he had a pretty interesting quote recently. He said, "You think you're mad about the phones being wiped?" He says, "Well, we'll talk in about 10 or 12 days and we'll see if there's something else you can get mad about." So he's definitely hinting that there's something coming in this investigation. And of course, the very fact that these cell phones were wiped, I think, is a real indicator that perhaps there is something that, you know, was hideable by some of these people.
Yeah. Now, I want to go on the record right now. I've been watching these little selfies that they've been doing, the little selfie videos about the two police that were shot and these people that were there watching this as it went down, and then they were laughing and tee-heeing and ha-haing about the deputies that were shot and wounded, and one of them almost killed right on the spot. This is not funny, folks, and these people are pathetic if they think they're accomplishing anything. All they have done is enraged a sleeping giant. And that's those of us that support our police. That's those of us that support Blue Lives Matter. That's those of us that support All Lives Matter. You have inflamed us to the point to where if we could vote six times tomorrow, we'd do it.
Well, right. There's definitely there's some kind of disconnect, Captain, in a person's mind when they believe that the shooting of police officers, in this case the deputies, that is somehow a good thing, or that it is something that we need to do in our society. Of course, nothing could be further from the truth. But unfortunately, Captain, you're right. What does this accomplish? These little videos that are being taken and so forth, or going to the hospital and chanting, you know, or saying that you want the officers to die. This is a disconnect in terms of being of typical human feelings and compassion. When we get to this point where people hate this much, it's irretrievable in many ways. So unfortunately, we have to combat that.
Well,
and it's something that we never thought.
The longer our police are handcuffed and not allowed to do their job and enforce the laws, the longer this goes on, the more they're going to feel emboldened and the bolder they're going to get. And this has got to be nipped in the bud. It's got to be stopped. I mean, it's got to be stopped right now by our police, by our law enforcement. And like it or not, these mayors have got to step up to the job. And if they don't want to do it, then we need to get rid of them.
Well, exactly right. Because the public at large, black, white, Hispanic, any nation or any ethnicity that you want to mention, we all have the right to live peaceably in our society. And so you're right. This is why law and order, this is one of the major tenets of being able to have a coherent government or a coherent system of law and order. So once that breaks down and becomes open season, that is completely going to destroy our society. So we have to be very vigilant about this, and
now,
we have to make our voices heard.
Now, the president yesterday also got the endorsement from 200 military retirees who endorsed President Trump for his reelection. I don't know what group that was. I did not see it, but that was significant.
Well, it sure was, and it's certainly a very good counter to didn't the Biden campaign say something the other day that some police officers or somebody, they liked Biden better?
They had 200 police officers.
Yeah, 200 police officers. Well, but again.
Big deal.
Yeah, big deal. You're absolutely right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. By the way, people want to know, can a deal be reached with the stimulus checks? We'll give you an idea when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, remember, there's gold waiting in your windshield. Give it an inspection today. And if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they will handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty, including the car or truck or van that you're driving. And if you're in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and down to Port Charlotte, too, because I know they did that for a guy over the weekend. Got it, gave him a new windshield down there. Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim right then and there in the spot. So premium quality windshields and $100 cash back are yours when you mention me, the captain, 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them that Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what is it they say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is in those melodic terms again. All right, very good. Now, you know, people want to know, where's their stimulus? I've had many people asking me that and sending me emails and all that, and all I've told them is, says, hey, you want to know where your stimulus is? Get a hold of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. They're the ones holding it up.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. They need to be putting pressure onto those and to their representatives. Certainly letting Schumer and Pelosi know doesn't hurt either, because they are playing, you know, this, they're running a gambit here,
yep.
thinking that they're going to turn people against Donald Trump. But they're just not going to be successful at that because it's so blatantly obvious that it's Pelosi and Schumer ultimately who are withholding this aid to the American people. So whether or not we're going to see any kind of a deal soon, I think is maybe problematic until after the election, because we haven't seen any formal talks restarting anytime soon here. Of course, the Democrats could make a deal tomorrow. And they would say the same thing about President Trump, of course, but President Trump's trying to get the emergency aid to the people that the people need and not a lot of the pork that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer obviously are holding out for.
Well, they want to bail out these blue cities. They want to give the blue cities money to bail them out. I think that's wrong. They had bad policies that got them into where they got to begin with, and we shouldn't reward them for it.
Well, that's right. And again, this is an emergency measure. This isn't and shouldn't be. I think I should emphasize, this shouldn't be politics as usual. They ought to be standing, and Captain, I know this is maybe too pie in the sky, but they ought to be standing outside the White House saying, we just made a deal with the president. We're going to get people the $1,200 and the gradation scale and so forth. We're going to get the people this money they need right now. We're not talking about any other political things. We're going to help the American people. If they did that, it would be spectacular, but they're not going to, because they do want all that money for their friends in blue cities who've mismanaged things.
Yeah, absolutely. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, there is a poll out there, a Monmouth poll, which is not by any means a conservative poll. It is very liberal, Monmouth College. 65% say law and order is the number one political issue.
This is huge. This is huge. And this, again, this is why the Trump campaign, while it's pivoting to the economy in many ways in terms of their advertising and so forth, they're going to continue to hammer home this notion of law and order, precisely because I think most people across the country, regardless of skin color, race, or ethnicity, they want law and order because they want to send their kids to school and everybody be safe and go to the grocery store and all these kinds of things. That's just a regular value of being an American. President Trump is clearly the winner on that, as opposed to the Democrat Party elite.
Now, by the way, are you going to Texas anytime soon?
I won't be going to Texas anytime soon that I know of, but I actually lived in Texas for many years.
Well, Texas is a great state. You know, people there are fantastic. I like them. They're very friendly. It doesn't matter where you go in Texas. They always take really good care of you, especially, you know, if you walk the walk and talk the talk. They don't care about whether or not you're from the north or not, as long as you don't rub it into their faces. But Texas Governor Abbott is asking the candidates to sign the blue pledge. You know what that is?
Right, yeah, that's the pledge for the police officers.
To support the police.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Well, sure, and what candidate wouldn't want to sign that? Well, I've got the answer for you, I think, and that is, of course, candidates who are trying to play both sides, who somehow believe that throwing in, not with people who want to talk about police reform or these kinds of things, but throwing in with people who are actively trying to defund the police and demonize the police officers in this country, that's not the people you want to throw in with. And so I would expect that Joe Biden wouldn't sign that in a million billion years.
Yeah, and Al is saying it sounds like that storm is going to cause more grief for those folks down there. Yeah, the big problem is going to be the water, the flooding, and the 25 inches of rain in some of those areas down there. The storm is just going to sit there and rain and rain and rain and rain and rain for about 36 hours.
Well, this is similar to what happened in Houston. I think it was with Harvey, if I recall.
That's right.
Yeah, and Harvey just spun on top of Houston there for a long time, and that's what caused all that flooding. Exactly.
Yeah, and the Cajun Navy got activated for that. I believe the Cajun Navy will be involved in this thing too.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep, because they're all volunteers and they're all geared up. Bass boats and the flat bottom airboats and all that stuff ready to go to help people out. But, you know, if you haven't moved out by now, folks, and you're in one of those low-lying areas, you're pretty well stuck until they can get you out of there. You should have left by now, but I-10 is not the place where you want to be, you big-time truckers out there. You're going to get some winds. By the way, we've already got winds in Mobile, Alabama, 45 miles an hour sustained with gusts higher than that. That's enough to blow a truck over off the road if it's not loaded heavily, high-profile vehicles. That's enough to blow one of them over.
Exactly right. And, Captain, as you always say, they can't come and rescue people who have stayed behind if the winds are high.
Nope.
And so, unfortunately, people are on their own until the conditions are good enough for the rescuers to come out.
That's it, exactly. And, of course, with the winds coming in the way they are right now, and as I said, Mobile, 45 miles an hour, Gulfport, which is maybe 45 minutes away from Mobile to the west, the winds are 22 and some gusts to 40. But still, Mobile looks like as if that's going to be where this storm is going to come ashore.
Exactly. That's right. So, and again, it looks like, again, not a direct hit, obviously, onto New Orleans, but my understanding is they did take a lot of precautions there. They closed their floodgates.
Yeah, they did.
And so forth. And so, yeah, but that's, of course, a very special situation because of the sea level issue there in New Orleans. So.
Now, we're seeing a lot of polls that are kind of confusing because there's some Fox polls with some different things that show Joe Biden being up in some key areas and all that sort of stuff. But I don't believe still that the Trump folks are filling out these polls. I think they're sitting it out when it comes to the polls just to make things a little bit more interesting.
Yeah, I do think that a lot of Trump supporters are simply just, you know, they're just hunkering down. They don't want to be, they just don't want to be part of this whole process. They want to go and vote, but they don't want to be vilified. They don't want to be, any kind of confrontation. But it is interesting to me, Captain, you know, I saw a report in our local news earlier, of a person who had Trump signs out in his yard. He was taking some measures to protect them from being, taken away by vandals, basically. But he was a lifelong Democrat who's now going to be voting for Donald Trump. And he was especially vocal about it. But again, I think the trend is going to be that you're going to see a lot of Democrats, who have been Democrats their whole life. But they have seen what the Democrat Party is all about right now. They've seen these horrible changes. No longer the party of John F. Kennedy, that's for sure. And they're going to be voting for Donald Trump.
Yeah, and again, there's a whole bunch of new voters that are going to be voting for Donald Trump because the Latino vote is very much going more for Trump than it did the last time around by double digits at least, and on top of what it was. And the black vote is also going to do the same thing. He got 8% in the last election. It looks like as if he's going to get double that this time around.
Exactly, and again, it's the old phrase, the proof is in the pudding. President Trump before was running on the hit, what have you got to lose? Now he's running on a record, and voters from all different walks of life are saying, this guy does what he says he's going to do. I'm going to vote for this guy.
Now, you ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
The Justice Department IG, investigating officer, is going to check into the Roger Stone sentencing to see if any violations were there.
Yeah, that's very interesting. That's exactly what they're going to be doing, and so they'll be probing that.
Mm-hmm. All righty, hold that thought, folks. We'll have more with Kyle Warren when we come back right after these messages. By the way, Rochester, New York, I don't know what you people are thinking up there. You need to get rid of that mayor, that's for sure. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
It's been weeks and the unprecedented wildfires are still raging. At least 35 people have been confirmed dead as dozens of major fires continue to run through the West Coast. In one of the hardest hit areas, the northern California town of Berry Creek, the West Fire Zone swept through so quickly that 14 were killed and 7 more remain missing. Recovery crews face a daunting task as home after home is destroyed. The fires are creating such a thick smoke that California Governor Gavin Newsom compared it to smoking 400 cigarettes a day. Portland, Seattle, and San Francisco are the top three cities for the worst air quality in the world. The current wind and heat are expected to last through Friday. Firefighters say the blazes could continue burning through the end of November. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Nat Root.
You sure are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my friends over at Geico, Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and I am a loyal customer of Geico. I have been with them for going on 15 years right now, and I've been saving money with them every year I've been there. Matter of fact, I saved some extra money this year. I didn't even know I was supposed to get. And they said, hey, we got another bonus for you to save you a little extra money. So, boom, I went with it. Of course I did. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for more than 75 years. Currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me. So, here's what you do. You go to their website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you type in your zip code, and they will give you the opportunity to either talk to an insurance agent right there in your backyard or get a quote right off the website. And you can do that for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, the ATV, the RV, the motorcycle, or whatever, even your boat, by the way. And don't forget, if you have homeowner's insurance, if you own a place and you got homeowner's insurance or renter's insurance, you can bundle that with your car policy, your truck policy, whatever, automobile policy, and save yourself even more money. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com is the place to go. Geico.com. Tell me Captain sent you. All righty. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the Rochester, New York mayor, in my humble opinion, instead of blaming things on the police chief and others in her city government, she needs to take a good long look at herself in the mirror. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's right. Yeah, she fired the police chief there, Chief LaRon Singletary.
Well, she started out, she was going to let him retire, you remember?
Right, yeah, he was stepping down, but he would stay on toward to the end of the month. That was the original.
And then he was going to be suspended but he was still going to stick around till the end of the month. That was part B. But now she's played a dirty trick on him. She's fired him, and that means that he can't get his pension the way that he thought he was going to get it after enough years to qualify for it. He now has to go through the process and wait till, number one, he's either old enough to collect it, or number two, until he contests it and then goes up against with a lawyer and all that stuff and pays the extra money to get it, which I'm sure he'll do, and I'm sure he will. But in the meantime, that mare needs to go. She really does.
Well, no, I agree, and I think that there's the political cover that she's trying to create, because of course there are the lawsuits that are being brought against the city and against the police and so forth. She's also suspended, I think, the Corporation Council,
uh-huh,
Communications Director, without pay for 30 days. And so I think some of these are maneuvers to try to insulate herself and the city from these coming claims, of course. But yeah, it is sort of dastardly to not allow the police chief to get his pension.
Now, the United States and our State Department has banned some China imports made with forced labor. Do we know what those imports are?
I don't know that we know exactly what they are, but I know that they do have something to do with, I think, hair care products, also some computer parts and other things, apparel and so forth.
Okay, so we don't know exactly what it is that's going on there, but that's yeah. Okay. Now, while the world is waiting for a COVID-19 vaccine to be developed, experts say that we should not ignore the life-saving vaccine that we already have in our health arsenal, namely, number one, the flu vaccine, because the flu vaccine can help prevent potentially deadly pneumonia, amongst other things. It's a first step in stopping you from coming down with pneumonia, especially if you're an older person.
Well, that's right. And healthcare agencies and so forth, they are making a big push to make sure everybody gets their flu shot for that very reason, because we are going to be heading into that cold and flu season, which would be a normal thing under normal circumstances. But with COVID-19, everything changes. And you're right. The whole point is to not be so sick that COVID-19 would put you over the edge. Absolutely.
Now, we talked last hour about Andrew Gillum, the former Democratic gubernatorial candidate, ran against our great governor here, Ron DeSantis, in 2018, lost significantly. But he did it to himself, and he's undergoing treatment or something for what he claims is alcohol-related. But he also came out, and I don't know why he did this, he also came out and said, well, I'm a bisexual person. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't think the voters care particularly, or people care particularly, but
he's done in politics. He's just done.
Well, sure, and he'd be done in politics because, again, if you're not genuine, then
yeah,
people sort of take umbrage at that.
And do you remember where he went after he lost his race and was no longer mayor of Tallahassee? Do you remember who picked him up on television?
Where was that?
CBS.
CBS, yeah.
Yeah, he's no longer there either.
Well,
because of his drunken stupor with the pictures that emerged.
Well, exactly. I mean, that's, if any kind of thing having to do with being intoxicated and not being able to, conduct yourself and this kind of stuff, yeah, that's a huge problem, obviously. But Andrew Gillum, even at the time, I mean, I don't think he had a great tenure as mayor of Tallahassee.
No.
And so, again, he was not ready for prime time player. That's basically where he's coming from.
Yeah, I'm looking to see what Al has to say here. What is this? Spite has abso-freaking-lutely no business in politics, but you're so correct, the mayor needs to go. Well, of course. He's talking about the mayor of Rochester.
Yeah, yeah, it's saying that she's being spiteful. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and hell hath no fury as a woman scorned, right?
That's very true.
I guess she wasn't put up on a pedestal or something, or whatever the deal might have been for, I don't know, it's hard to tell with these people.
Well, it's a very bad situation, and we're noticing, of course, now whenever these kinds of things happen, you basically get hedge rolling, and a lot of times, you know, maybe the very people who might have been able to do something about this internally are the ones that are the first to go. And again, but as we get more information about the whole situation, but I think there is a fear factor that comes along if there is any kind of incident because of the protests and because of the not just protests in and of themselves, but violence. And so I think that there's the idea of trying to tamp all that down, but, you know, we'll see how that goes.
Now, we've got the ratings for the NFL game on Sunday night, NBC Sunday night football game. The ratings crashed 30% below where they were.
Well, this is big time. Because I think in some of the games, right, they didn't come out of the locker room. But in others, I think the one in L.A. at the new SoFi Stadium, which had no fans in it, by the way, this brand new place, right, that they were some of the players were kneeling and this kind of stuff during the national anthem.
Don't know. I didn't see it.
Yeah, but again, see, a lot of people didn't see it.
I only watched one game, and it was the Buccaneers played the Saints.
Yep.
And I did not see what they did before the game because they didn't show it.
Because they're not going to show it. That's exactly right. And don't be surprised when you start hearing people say, well, we shouldn't have the national anthem anyway at games or something.
Oh, they've already said that.
Yeah. But again, the idea is that it's not about people across the highways and byways. They're not anti-racism messages, if that makes any sense. But
yeah.
they don't want all this wrapped up into football. And the something that they turn to get away from the day-to-day political grind.
Yep.
And
now,
so that's why the Ravens are down.
Now, the president's going to go to Michigan to have a rally. I'm sure that Governor Whitmer's going to love that one.
Well, yeah.
He's going to have a rally. And I think it's going to be an outdoor rally from what I'm hearing because Kid Rock's going to be there to rock the house.
Very cool. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Governor Whitmer will, of course, you know, just...
Sure, fingernails.
Yeah, you know, because again, see, this doesn't compute to them, Captain. They can't understand why people are going to turn out for Donald Trump. They just don't get it. And so that's why I guess they're just a basket of deplorables. You know?
By the way, Joe Biden has expanded his legal war room for the contested election that he believes is coming up. He's got more lawyers that they've hired. And one of them is Eric Holder.
Well, not surprised on that at all. I think that, again, yeah, they're gearing up for this. And why wouldn't they be? Because they know they're not going to win, at least from all things considered, you know, if you had to make a prediction about it. But if they were going to win in a landslide or in a cakewalk, you know, they'd be singing a very different tune, Captain, I think.
Yeah, and finally, as we go to break and get ready to come back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, folks, here's one for you. I'm just going to read it. Miley Cyrus is pushing the young people to vote for someone fit to be president. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And there she is, Donna Fiducia, and she's going to get rained on for a couple days because this here big old Hurricane Sally is going to be a rainmaker for about 36 hours. Ooh, and that's not going to be fun. All right, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Stop on by, pull on in there, tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and you heard me talking about the Pilot or Flying J. You'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee on us. And here's the way we're going to start this hour.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white light.
Alrighty, that's the highway. Highway Junkie song, and he's going to just keep that old white line in between him and the ditches, and we hope he stays where he's at. Now, I'm going to bring Kyle Warren in here, but I'm going to read this first. Hurricane Sally is expected to strengthen. It's currently a Category 1 hurricane. The winds have dropped down a little bit. However, during the course of the day, Sally is moving near the coast of southeastern Louisiana in 90-degree water, and hurricane conditions are expected through today into tonight, and then early tomorrow morning, that storm will be coming ashore. It's expected to be a dangerous hurricane, Category 2, when it moves onshore along the north-central Gulf Coast. Multiple impacts are expected with the system. Extremely dangerous and life-threatening storm surge could be 7 to 11 feet, depending on where you're at. Hurricane-force winds out 25 miles, and then the tropical-force winds are out 125 miles. We've got sustained gusts right now in Mobile, 45 miles an hour with some higher gusts. And torrential rain with flash flooding and possible tornadoes. This is going to go on, folks, for about 36 hours. Very bad for the people there in Mississippi, Alabama, and the panhandle of Florida there, Pensacola, over to Navarre, where our good friend Frank Salvato lives. Okay, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, out west, we've got, of course, dense smoke advisories. We've got, also have a very unhealthy air quality over most of the state of California. As we're looking at the map tonight, we've got bad air quality, of course, north of Los Angeles. And in the Los Angeles area where these fires are burning, also through Central California, up through Fresno along Highway 99. But as you come out of Sacramento, if you're heading up the 5 freeway, those air quality alerts seem to dissipate a little bit, but not until you get close to the Oregon border, where you're still going to have fire weather warning, and also you're going to have dense smoke advisory as you make your way into Oregon to Ashland, Medford, passing up through Roseburg, as you head on up through Eugene and on up the 5 freeway through Portland, which we understand, Captain, has the worst air quality in the country right now, if not the world, because of these terrible, terrible fires. And that's going to be all the way up through Seattle.
Yep.
And covering most of Washington and Oregon as well, over to Idaho and parts of Montana.
Yep.
And so we've got, of course, also dense smoke in the Reno-Carson City area. So if you're traveling up 395, you're dealing with that tonight.
Okay, now, taking a look at the northern part of the U.S., which is where the only other problem is you might have with the weather, and that's freeze and frost warnings, hard freeze in the upstate New York areas, as well as the northern part of New Hampshire and Maine, and some frost advisories across the northern part, north of I-90, from about Pulaski all the way over to Lake George, Albany, and then northern New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine, with a big heavy frost up there. In the Catskill area, Deposit, New York, you've got frost warnings there, as well as out in the western part of New York State, just south of Ripley, New York. Now, here we go with the hurricane. We've got a real mess today, and I'm going to read you what it says. It's still too early to determine where Sally's center will move onshore, given the uncertainty of the timing and location of the northward turn to the central Gulf Coast. Users should not focus on the details of the official forecast track. Instead, you need to forecast on the fact that for 36 hours, you are going to have rain. You're going to have wind. It's going to be a sustained, long, dragged-on event, and it's not going to be pretty. Up to 25 inches of rain, Kyle, going to be in this part where the storm's going to be.
That's right, Captain, and that is just an awful lot of water in any circumstance at all, but it's that sustained churning of the storm and sustained rain. 36 hours is hard to comprehend.
And an extremely dangerous and life-threatening storm surge is expected for areas outside the southeastern Louisiana hurricane and storm damage risk reduction system from Port Fourchon, Louisiana, to the Okaloosa-Walton County line in the Florida Panhandle, where storm surge warning is in effect right now. Residents in those areas should follow any advice given by local officials, and if they tell you to leave, you should have already left. It's just that simple. Now, hurricane conditions are expected right now. They are starting to fall in. You've definitely got tropical storm conditions in Mobile, Alabama, with 45-mile-an-hour winds with some higher gusts than that. Looks like Mobile is going to be where most of the brunt is going to occur right now.
That's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, we're looking at the storm surge map here, and it looks like in Mobile, as you head north into that area, you're going to get a lot of storm surge going through different parts of that area.
And they've got a lot of low sections around Mobile, and they got that river. If the water forces up that river, which wouldn't be the first time that it creates a problem up in there, too, Mobile.
Exactly right, as you go into that inlet there. So it's definitely going to be an issue,
right.
Be careful of the water.
Okay, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. And again, if you're over there in Alabama and Mississippi, especially around Mobile, sustained winds right now, 45 miles an hour with some stronger gusts, be advised. We've got about a 6 to 9 foot storm surge starting to come into Mobile Bay. You folks over there need to be very well prepared. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Having a busy day. A lot of stuff going on here, as always, on the radio, Redidio, as I like to call it. I think what we'll start with here is we've got a situation in California where they're looking for that shooter of the two deputy sheriffs. What a remarkable thing that female deputy did to save her partner, who probably would have bled to death from the wound that he had. She applied a tourniquet to his wound and stopped the bleeding, at least slowed it down, while she herself was suffering from a gunshot to the jaw, as I understand. Is that correct?
Correct.
Now, she tried to get her radio signal out there. She was kind of, sort of able to do it, but then her partner, I guess, came on the radio and was able to at least make a little bit more lucid conversation to get their signal, what was called 998. Officer shot, need help.
Officer involved in shooting, yes. Not officer shot, but officer involved in shooting.
Well, I heard him say on the audio, officer shot, need help.
Correct.
Bleeding.
Yes.
Yep. I heard him say that. So that's where I got that from. So that's exactly what I heard on the audio, which, by the way, that audio will bring chills to you.
Yes, it does.
Now, the county, Los Angeles County, has put up a $100,000 reward, I believe. And the sheriff there has challenged LeBron James to do the same to try to find this shooter. And LeBron hasn't said a word yet.
The Los Angeles Board of Supervisors is the one that put up $100,000. Two private citizens have added more donations of $75,000. And, yes, so there's been a challenge to LeBron James done by the sheriff. And LeBron has not responded.
Did you hear about the fact that a bunch of protesters blocked the buses returning from the NBA game and called on LeBron James for help? But anyway, here comes the music. We'll get into that when we come back because that's kind of interesting. Okay, but some protesters blocked the NBA buses and said, hey, we need help. LeBron, you got to help us here. We got to find this guy. And I don't know what's going to happen, but LeBron may get the message one of these days.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.